Welcome to a very special edition of Ask the Expert on the occasion of AFIA's 25th birthday. I am delighted and honoured to have Mr. Nandu Babur join me today. So Mr. Nandu Babur founded AFIA Insurance on the 18th of July 1995, so we will be celebrating 25 years. Mr. Babur, welcome. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much. Nice to have you, Lee.
Thank you. And how are you today?
It depends. I'll tell you at the end.
So 25 years, first of all, a huge congratulations, of course.
Thank you.
Tell me, how does it feel to see the business that you started all them years ago reach this milestone?
Like everyone who comes to UAE, Dubai or UAE or Middle East, whatever you say, they come with an objective of making their future, earning some money and going back home. But fortunately or unfortunately, I have not gone back home, but I am in the further sphere of life.
And it's an incredible achievement to have reached 25 years. So if we just go back to the start a little, tell me a little bit about your background and kind of what led you to actually starting the business then that has successfully run for 25 years.
I came to Dubai in the year 1980.
Okay.
We are in 2020 now, but 1980 when I came, after my graduation, I came for a couple of years that let me go to Dubai and go back to home country.
Okay.
But situation in Dubai was very, very convenient that I went forward and forward with what I wanted to do, because I could situations I faced all around, dealt with so many people in this market, I was very comfortable, and insurance companies and customers where I worked for initially, it was coincidentally a British company who really understood me, and I could use what I wanted to be in future.
Yeah.
Indirectly, it helped me. It was that time there were no insurance brokers. There were only 3 to 4. And I worked with one of the insurance brokers. That time it was Reed Stenhouse.
Okay.
And very basic British insurance company, insurance broking company. And it was, of course, international in UK as well, it was there, yeah. So then, after that, it got into merger situation all the way, like 1980 to 1984 to 1989. And eventually, in 1995, it was a scenario where I was not comfortable in merger and people were changed. So I had only option that I opened my own insurance broking company with my knowledge and experience, and I was associateship in insurance institute by then. So I said, let me utilize whatever I have learned and whatever I have within this market and utilize that. And I did that through the authorities, etc. I used to assist a lot of people during my tenure of working in previous company, what I said. So that was like an indirectly benefit to me in opening my own, which was more challenging at that time than it is today.
Amazing. And so 40 years ago, you arrived in Dubai.
Correct.
And I guess you've seen some changes in the city itself. Has it changed dramatically from day one?
Absolutely, yeah. Now there is Dubai, they want one thing. Number one for everything.
Yeah,
whatever you see, the tallest building Dubai has, the whatever. I mean, there's a lot of value for internationally as well. And we all know what is Dubai indirectly. And of course, it is a United Arab Emirates, but Dubai is forward in that.
Absolutely, yeah. So when you first arrived, obviously it was a good few years before actually starting the business. Did you always have that plan of starting your own business, or did it kind of just evolve?
Well, indirectly, I just explained that I went with the flow, and things assisted me that more than anything, people understand you. That is what you would always want.
Yeah.
there is an interaction, there is a proper understanding from the person you speak to or deal with. So that was very comfortable, and I just went forward and did what I am supposed to do in my way.
Yeah.
So I could use my ability, intelligence, and went forward and did that.
And did you have a kind of a particular strategy as such when you first started? Was it kind of to do things a lot different than other companies were doing at the time? Or was it maybe a case of doing it similar but better?
Well, there was no major planning. Indirectly, the idea was just to fix up yourself in this country, which was very difficult to otherwise come to Dubai than it is now. It was not that anybody can come in and get the visas, etc. arranged, which now is much simpler, easier. You can do online. There was no online also. There were telexes and faxes. So I had no plans. I just came in, just settle myself and go back in a couple of years, as I said. So that went forward and with the flow, as it was convenient, because insurance was the best field that I was comfortable with. I was in past not involved with insurance.
It's amazing to hear that you came for a couple of years and 40 years later, you're still here and still enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Definitely. The ups and downs are always there.
Yeah.
Whatever goes up eventually comes down, or whatever comes down eventually goes up. So there have been a couple of scenarios where things have come down.
Okay.
But again, they have gone up even higher.
Yeah.
Like in insurance, if I say, a lot of, because we used to, there is a system here, give credit to customers and then collect, you know, especially, I mean, that was a bit of risky also. But whatever goes up was coming down, and whatever was coming down was going up. So customers were then supporting indirectly, want to deal with that because their problems were sorted out. So they were paying also properly and we were going forward accordingly.
And you mentioned the kind of ups and downs. Was there a particular time during the last 25 years when you kind of really felt like this is it, you know, we've did the right thing starting the business, and I can really see the positives and the ups, so to speak?
Well, it depends which tenure you're asking. Like job tenure or post when I started the business?
When you started the post starting the business?
One situation happened. I remember that. What happened in that case, people used to borrow money from banks.
Okay.
And straight away, when downfall happened, what they did, they apparently cars. They had borrowed money from banks. So they were trying to be, because it was decided and we used to have good customers.
Yeah.
So our customers, instead of paying money and registering their cars or getting the cars, they left the cars at Dubai airport and they phoned the bank that, I want to be honest, your car is so and so, you can collect and recover the money. I am unable to pay because there is downfall in Dubai. Like presently it is COVID,
yeah.
But that scenario is different nowadays. But in that situation, a lot of people left the country and there were a lot of turmoil up and down in this place. So as an insurance and companies, we assisted and it got resolved. Eventually, as I said, anything that comes down goes up.
Goes up again. So what does AFIA mean to you?
Anybody, like for example, wants insurance, they require coverage, maybe in any order. They need good service, they need security and good price or good rate.
Yeah.
This is a requirement. Until today, it exists. And it existed earlier when I came in 1980 also.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that AFIA gives advanced coverage.
Okay.
Which everybody will say, so what? But question is, how we give?
Yeah.
That is what a lot can be discussed on that subject. And then friendly service.
Yeah.
So friendly service is, we don't only give to customers, but with insurance company also, we have friendly relationship. That's why we can be friendly with insurance company and on other side the customers, so that when they both join the hands via AFIA, we used to resolve all the issues that were forthcoming in case they came. Ideal security is the third one. Ideal in the sense that insurance companies, what type of insurance companies? There were many, and until now, today also, there are plenty of insurance companies, not only in Dubai or yeah. UAE or in Middle East, but in entire world. So we used to understand the customer's requirement and analyze it and give them the ideal security that okay. This is the best company for you. Not to our benefit, but to customer's benefit. Customer. Attractive price. Price also is important. Not of at course. Any price you get it. And we don't say we were lowest in the price. The price was attractive price compared to the risk. AFIA is the 25th anniversary what we are talking yeah. about. That A is for advanced coverage.
Yeah.
And F is for friendly service.
Yeah.
And I is for ideal security. And back again, A is attractive price or attractive rate.
Perfect.
And coincidentally, if you see anywhere, two A's, what I say, are raised.
Yeah.
Because I have my past history also. It was Alexander and Alexander, which Reed Stenhouse got merged into.
Got it. Okay.
Earlier. So that was A and A. And that time, the children that they were I had to name them, and I also used A names in both of my children.
Interesting. So what was it like starting a business in the region back in 1995, all them years ago?
In 1995, there were more challenges, which of course it made me learn that challenges never reduce, they okay. increase. But again, solutions also increase with key people. So we developed ideas and accordingly realized that we have to keep the customers also happy. At the same time, insurance companies' objectives are also served with that scenario.
So when you first started, was it literally just you, or did you have some employees with you from the start?
Well, good question. I did not have many employees. Because I wanted to, it's very difficult to like have more employees, because it is important they should understand you.
Yeah.
So I used to be very selective, and I had like few employees which I selected myself that how it has to be done. So I just selected, and they have to go with what I wanted to do, because there are always two ways out. And I go through particular way of absolute truth. So I wanted that whoever supports me, my employees or whoever were working for me, they understood and went my way.
Yeah.
So if they went my way, it helps me indirectly.
You mentioned the sort of absolute truth. Is that kind of a mantra that has stuck with you and has been very important during the process of running the business?
I would not disagree to that point. That is correct. But what happens that insurance company requires right information
yeah.
via broker. So we as brokers ensure that we select the right customer who will provide right information, and it goes to insurance company. So the cheating element was not going forward. Otherwise, other competitors what we had in that era also were managing, telling A to B, B to C, and getting forward. But we were ready to lose the business also if required, but we will not sort of say anything untrue. That was very important for us, and that has helped, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. So taking it forward a little bit now and seeing the business in the position that it's in, and of course with the addition of insurancemarket.ae, how exciting is it to still see the growth that's happening?
I would not necessarily want to praise only AFIA or say anything negative about insurancemarket.ae. It is like left hand and right hand. So to my surprise, very rarely you see that left hand and right hand both are same. So I would say insurance market is also equally better it will be with time to come. It has just started for a while ago and I have done 25 plus years. So you will see a lot of different scenarios in future to come.
So was it possible to differentiate yourself and the business against your competitors at the time of starting? And if so, how did you do that?
What happens is that insurance companies are very important. They want to ensure that they have their own objectives apparently and want to earn profits, or they have their own balance sheet. And on other side, clients or customers want to make sure that whatever they insure is they have their other problems on their hand.
Yeah.
And we in middle as brokers want to ensure that we keep insurance companies also happy and customers also equally happy and resolve the problem. So the cycle goes on happily for everyone.
So was it a case of kind of finding like a different products for businesses or individuals that were out there so that you could separate yourself from competitors?
Talking about products, there are plenty. And yeah. I used to give more weightage at times to corporate business, because in corporate business, in one go, you have a handful of premium compared to insuring several cars.
Yeah.
And cars insurance was not regarded as that great at that time. Everybody, it's the easiest way to do. Anybody who used to do car insurance. So I wanted to go forward and do something more challenging.
Okay.
So I went into another era of doing corporate insurance. So in that, plenty banks I got involved because I used to tell banks that I have a special arrangement with your help. You also benefit and I also benefit.
Okay.
So it's indirectly I was seeing they are our competitors in bank as bank assurance. They used to themselves market insurance. So banks were not the right people who will do, because they're not expertised in that. And we had plenty of expertise in our and ideas that we can utilize in the interest of bank.
Yeah.
So there is lot to talk on bank, that what do bank do and how we help them. So bank's objective was achieved after dealing with us, because our saying was that if you get for 100, we can get you for 98.
Yeah.
So they used to get shocked, how can you? So we used to say, whatever you have today, you are marketing today, same thing you continue to market, but I will get you at a lower price. So they were not happy to appreciate that until we took it on our hands and proved.
Okay.
And we proved not to one, but to majority of the banks in UAE. And to start with, it is credit card insurance. Insurance, they used to make money directly from customers, but customers were not happy with that.
Okay.
Was realized. So we analyzed that and we said we can assist you this way. And they, due to our best price, gave lower price to customers and gave us a larger volume of business at one go. So there were many types of bank assurance they assisted us with.
And I know from talking to you previously, you've obviously built up a large and very kind of strong network of connections, colleagues, friends, and so on. How important has that been in the success of the business?
Well, when you do right things and resolve, the claims come into play apart from price. That claims have to be not only settled, but it's to be settled easily. People have to understand the customer. So if the claim is absolutely true, we would do whatever required and resolve the issue.
Yeah.
Through insurance companies. And insurance companies are claim payers and we are just the mediators. So we were involved in explaining to insurance companies as well as customers and resolve the problem that has come in.
Mm-hmm.
As far as we are contended that the claim is right, we are qualified in that.
Yeah. So 18th of July, 2020, 25 years in business. How will you celebrate?
Well, insurancemarket.ae is one step ahead. So every step goes forward with time. The life has been going on with everyone.
Yeah.
So as I said, reach Stenhouse, become Alexander and Alexander with time. So there will be more things to happen and you may have to do more questioning in future to come.
And if we look at that 25 year journey, is there one particular moment at all that stands out where you kind of really felt like, you know, I did the right thing in starting the business, or just really felt like you were on the right track, whether it was in the early years or it came, you know, 10, 15, 20 years in?
Indirectly, yes, but I was involved with insurance community in big way. Insurance companies used to know me very deeply and were much involved in understanding me and pulled me indirectly. I mean, insurance brokers, of course, were all my friends, and until today, they are all good friends. They know what I have done. So any idea they required, I used to help them. And on the other hand, insurance companies used to know what problems are being faced by brokers. And this led me to go to insurance authority. And in insurance authority, we joined all together, 7-8 prominent people from this UAE. And we sat with the insurance authority director and discussed the trouble, because it was known, it came out that insurance authority will come out to want to streamline the insurance industry, and the law will come with more sort of capital amount that is required and brokers are not required. Why does insurance company not deal directly with customers? Why brokers are mediating in the interim and earning commission, etc.? It was thought of. That was analysis made by us. And so going to insurance authority and explaining to them was very important. And they decided that there were sort of, I would add that, unregistered brokers. Anybody wants to do insurance, they'll say, broking is the most easiest, let us do broking. So that was realized, that is what insurance authority came up and said, we have fraudulent brokers who collect money and abscond from the country. They had statistics. So we supported that with paid up capital and strong lengthy mechanisms. This can be improved. And insurance companies, on the other hand, also were taking deep precautions to deal with whom. And when it came to like our scenario, they were very supportive. And we used to pass that support to customers. And on the other hand, insurance authority, if I continue the same subject, insurance authority said that they want to streamline all this. And the paid up capital, they decided should be 5 million dirhams in UAE, which was 1 million earlier. So from 1 million to 5 million is 5 times jump.
Big jump.
Which was very, many would go. And good brokers were also there, like they would either shut their broking house or leave the country or not renew their trade license or something could have happened. But we all brokers met together and we internally decided and came up with a figure of like 2 million dirhams. It's doubling it from 1 million. So ultimately, after talking to insurance authority, the law has come out to 3 million dirhams, which is very satisfactory. Until today it is so, and it is going very successfully. And there are lesser brokers, but there are good brokers comparatively, and they are increasing with time and time again at the moment.
So Mr. Babu, what is your key to success in life and business?
Key to success in life and business, these are two questions actually.
Yes.
Because everybody has two things, the heart and the brain. Whether it is camel in this part of desert or insurance where the brain is used. So it is heart and brain. So one has to balance that equally, that when heart is to be used, when brain is to be used. You can't be all time using intelligence only and second scenario use heart only, that is stupidity. So both are important, but you should know the percentage of what to be used at what time. And if I go back backwards, like a person is born, it starts from there. I would say it's a human birth, which is a step one.
Yeah.
Then it goes to everybody. It applies to all that. After a human birth, they go to school, they go to college, or they go to university or whatever, and they take education and take the graduation and do post-graduation. Or in insurance, we go and do associateship, which is highly regarded. Then you learn more about insurance.
Yeah.
After say graduation or post-graduation or whatever you do, then it the earning and progressing is very important. That everybody wants to has taken education to earn something and progress on his intelligence, on his abilities, so they go forward. The duties and responsibilities come up, not necessarily in insurance, I mean in life. Duties and responsibilities, and then they want to always analyze and see what success I have got and what importance I have got. So the cycle moves on to the next step, which is they want to ensure, am I secured, am I safe? So of course CCTV is one thing which nowadays is being used, but lot could happen in future. Dreams and wishes is what one keeps aside. Everybody has their wishes. While taking all these steps, that what are my dreams, what are my wishes, I'm not born to do all these, there are something more I may want to do. So that dreams and wishes come forward, and then eventually they have passion and passions also. I mean, everybody can do in their own way, and eventually the last phase comes in everyone's life, what we have been watching, and life goes on that way.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So just to kind of close up, obviously starting the business as you did 25 years ago, as we said, which is an incredible achievement. How does it make you feel to know now that the company that you started with yourself has grown to having 400 employees?
Well, it's my great pleasure that my son is running the company. And when he was since small childhood days, we have been whenever given the opportunity, sitting on dining and having food also, we would talk about insurance also.
Yeah.
And I have indirectly given all that training, whatever I have done throughout the day, right or wrong things, whatever happened. So indirectly all that analysis have been done by insurancemarket.ae, which are helping today. So my objective is that it's step two will go forward.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I just want to say, first of all, thank you very much for joining me on this, and also probably on behalf of myself and all the other employees in the company, a big thank you, because the decision that you made 25 years ago, or maybe a little bit before that, has obviously impacted so many since. So yeah, huge thank you, a huge congratulations. And
I would just add one point in that context before we end, that I would also thank all the employees, because they have been very, very supportive and understanding. And I tell you that they are not wasting their time, and they will go much forward with insurancemarket.ae and or AFIA. Officially, it is AFIA Insurance. So definitely the advantage will be seen, and not necessarily give importance only to money part,
yeah,
which is also necessity, but not only. And I'm sure that it will help everyone indirectly.
No, I agree. And yeah, I think it's still a very exciting time, even
thank
after 25 years, to see the business grow. And yeah, we're grateful to be a part of it. So, and the leadership is there to continue for another 25 years and beyond, I guess. So yeah, as I say, thank you very much for joining me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for your time. Thanks.
Thank you.